mentioned about in England.
Yeah.
There are different kind of cultures.
Yeah.
I experience the opposite.
Okay, hun oplever det modsatte af multikulturelhed. Hun oplever at blive mødt med en med sådan en ja, en hvor hun ses opleves forskellig fra andre.
Yeah. Well, you know, it shouldn't be the case in the church.
Det burde i hvert fald ikke. Det burde i hvert fald ikke være sådan i kirken.
In Manchester in England, as multicultural as it is.
I England, hvor, eller Manchester, hvor at det er meget multikulturelt.
There are still black only churches,
så der stadig
Jewish only churches.
Der er nogle kirker, der kun er for sorte eller kun for jøder.
Well, they're not really Jews, the people who want to be Jews in those.
Det er kun de er ikke rigtig jøder, det er dem der vil være jøder.
But you have Indian only churches, Iranian only churches, Polish.
Så du har en masse kirker, som er kun polak, kun iransk og så videre.
To me that's totally wrong.
I mine øjne, så er det helt forkert.
You have in Revelation the glorious thing there of people of all different tribes and tongues and languages around the throne of God.
Men omkring Guds trone beskrevet der i Åbenbaringsbogen, der er der en skare fra alle folkeslag.
Yeah, so I, you know, I,
og tungemål.
Yeah, so you may get that problem in some places like in the world.
Det kan godt være, at du får sådan nogle problemer i verden.
But I just say this though, I said, you know, recently a couple of girls in our church have got married to brothers from Poland.
For nylig var der nogle piger i vores menighed, som blev gift med nogen fra Polen.
One a black girl, one not black but dark skinned.
Den ene var mørk, og den anden var sort, og den anden var mørk i huden.
And they was concerned about going over there because they've been told Poland's a very racist white country.
De var bekymret for at tage til Polen, fordi de havde hørt at Polen var et meget racistisk land.
But I said, you know, be careful.
Men jeg sagde til dem, vær forsigtig.
Because if you go with that attitude,
hvis I går med den attitude selv,
you're going to interpret every, you know, everything as being against you for your color.
Så begynder I at opfatte og fortolke alle ting I oplever som nogen der er imod jer.
You know, someone's just being as they are normally to other people.
Og nogen der er bare mod dig ligesom mod alle mulige andre.
And then, but someone comes with that kind of attitude, they can think, oh, it's because I'm black or
så
because
nogen,
I'm.
Så nogen der kommer med sådan en forudantagelighed om at de vil blive mødt med deres forskellighed, og så tolker de sådan.
Yeah, I'm not saying there may not be people who are like that, who are just cruel because this is a fallen world.
Ja, der er selvfølgelig nogle mennesker, som bare er onde, når de møder andre mennesker og gør forskel. Mm.
But sometimes I think when we're a little more thick-skinned, we're not looking for things, it becomes a lot easier.
Yeah. But in the Bible, it's not written. God has written said that we are all one in one blood.
Ja, men der, Gud, i Guds ord siger hun, der står der, at vi er alle ens, og vi er ikke forskellige.
Yeah, we're all related, but you know there are all these different tribes, cultures, tongues, which will all bring they all add to the worship. That's one thing in our church. All the different cultures, they bring something.
Ja, alle de forskellige kulturer i vores menighed, det bringer noget godt med sig.
You know, I mean, you try and keep Black Africans still while they're worshiping.
Jeg prøver lige at forestille jer at holde nogle afrikanere i ro, mens vi har tilbedelse.
It's just unnatural.
Ja, det er bare helt naturligt for
dem. But everyone's different. There may be a more reserved person.
Der er måske en mere reserveret person.
It's just how they are.
Ja, og han står helt stille ved siden af dem. Det er bare sådan, de er.
You know, it's like if you talk to someone South American and they're like this.
Hvis I taler for nogen fra Sydamerika, så er de helt tæt på en.
And me being English, I'm like that.
Jeg som engelsk person, jeg prøver at komme væk fra dem.
You know, but it's just different cultures.
Det er bare forskellige kulturer. Er der et andet spørgsmål?
De må åbenbart vant til det der kultur i apostelsiden, fordi Barnabas, han var jo nede her.
They are apparently they were used to this multicultural thing in the beginning because Barnabas was an African.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, god pointe. Andre nogle spørgsmål?
Yeah, and by the way, it's not something we try. We don't think, oh, we need this many people. Well, actually, we do. We sometimes say, Lord, we haven't got a Chinese person in this church, so we use it as an excuse to pray because we say, Lord, you say, all the people around the throne.
Yeah.
All these different cultures.
Gud, du har sagt at han siger nu at vi kunne bede for at der kommer en kinesisk person til vores menighed, fordi du har sagt at omkring din trone der skal der være repræsentanter for alle tungemål og folkeslag. Yeah.